Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. Let's dive in. Hello, welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and we're in the last week of May, wrapping up family provision applications this month with, well, one way to wrap them up, another way to wrap up family provision applications, wrapping up the month and family provision applications, is a deed of family arrangement. So I wanted to go through the basics of a deed of family arrangement today. And why this kind of fits into the family provision applications is, as I've said in, you know, the past month, a lot of these matters are resolved by way of negotiation or mediation. And one of the outcomes that you have is a deed of family arrangement. Now, the idea of the deed is really to avoid the dispute going any further or to avoid a dispute at all. It may be, and sometimes this does happen, where there's an uneven distribution among children. The children beneficiaries might come together and actually agree on an alternate distribution, and they might want to put that down in writing. And the way you do that is by deed of a family arrangement, or it is a way of avoiding going to court. So an application may have been made, but it's a way that, you know, after a mediation, you come together and that's how you record the agreement. It's more common than you think. I think people think, oh, they're only just for when you settle in court or as a result of a court order. That's not the case. They can be done really at any time, as long as everyone agrees to it. So what is a deed of family arrangement? It's a legally binding agreement between all the beneficiaries and the executors agreeing to a change in distribution of the will. So it must be agreed by everyone, by all the beneficiaries that aren't minors in particular. Courts won't touch usually minors' benefits under a will. So it's really for when it's all kind of adult beneficiaries coming together to do a deed of family arrangement. And I just want to caveat that by saying you can have a litigation guardian and the guardian can do it on behalf of the beneficiary, but it's just very rarely seen in practice that they get involved. So common scenarios where the deeds are used, as I said, to resolve a family provision application, the beneficiaries may just be agreeing to distribute the assets differently. It may be a way of fixing unintended consequences under a will. For example, I have a DIY will that we're administering at the moment, and the will actually makes the same gift three times in the will to the same person. So we may be looking to resolve that by way of a deed of family arrangement. There are some taxation and practical considerations that you need to take into account. The biggest one is really around stamp duty. So in Queensland, where you are gifting property or an estate has property and has been gifted to beneficiaries, that's a stamp duty exempt transaction. When you do a redistribution and there's property involved in the estate, this may have the result of actually incurring a stamp duty liability. So that is one thing you need to consider. That doesn't happen when you have a court ordered deed, if the court sanctions the deed, but it is one consideration that people need to take because you are changing the distribution. The exemption only occurs when it's as per the will. Okay, so that's why it's really important to not go ahead and do these by yourself. You need to ensure that you're getting the proper legal taxation financial advice when undertaking and doing deeds of family arrangement. Why would you do them? Faster, cheaper than going to court, way more cost effective than court. You can control the outcome. It is a way of preserving relationships. You know, I think a lot of people don't want to go to court. Like, court is a last resort. A deed of family arrangement coming together is a way to resolve things more quickly. I think I've mentioned definitely mentioned on Instagram that I'm going to be undertaking collaborative practice training in July. And I think a lot of this will be kind of in the resolving disputes scenario. So coming together to resolve a dispute, avoiding court, evolving big disputes and the costs of it. I mean, great for lawyers, we get paid heaps, not great for everyone involved. It's stressful, it's costly, it's emotional. So it's a really good way to avoid that. I think the main takeaway of it as well is that you really need legal advice. All the beneficiaries, everyone that signs the deed, really should have independent legal advice about what it means, because all the beneficiaries are affected by a deed of family arrangement. People need to understand what they're getting up and what they're receiving. It's really important that they have this. Poorly drafted deeds will only cause issues. As I said, taxation, stamp duty, other financial issues, that's what it's going to cause. So it's really, you know, avoid the temptation of asking ChatGPT to draft one. Come see a lawyer, get the proper advice. As an executor, obviously your role is to facilitate, is to maximize the estate, for the beneficiaries, ensure that it's being appropriately administered. So their role is to really be part of it, get the beneficiaries to agree, and try to, you know, keep the distribution as close to the will as possible. I think it's an emotional thing to do a deed of family arrangement. And like, quite honestly, as a practitioner, if I've had someone come to me that has full capacity, that is able to understand their assets, liabilities, their financial position, claims that their children may have to their estate, if they have all that and they have a will, my view is that that person's wishes should be followed. That's always been my view. If you're a podcast listener, social media follower, that's always been my view. But I do understand that these situations do occur, and a deed of family arrangement is at least a nicer way to resolve everything without it going too far. It does require clear advice. It does require a good understanding about what you need to consider financially, stamp duty wise, and for all the beneficiaries. But I understand it is an awesome tool and something that can relieve a lot of stress for lots and lots of people. So that's it. I hope that's given you like a nice little overview of deeds of finance. What's it called? Deeds of family arrangement. You'd think I'd know what I'm talking about. I've just been like, family provision, family. Anyway, just ignore me. I'm recording this on a Friday afternoon, so I have clearly lost it, but that's fine. So that wraps up May. Family provision applications done and dusted. Next month, we're going to move to challenges to a will, and it's one of my favorite topics, actually, challenging wills. I prefer them to family provision applications. And also, it's my favorite topic, capacity, which everyone knows I love talking about capacity. So that'll be a fun month. In the meantime, if you want to talk to me about a family provision, contesting, challenging, deeds of family arrangement, hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. I've got tons of information on my website, tons of information about how to avoid the need for a deed of family arrangement, like in terms of estate planning. So you're also welcome to talk to me about that. Thanks so much for tuning in again, and I will speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, you can pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.